This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, first of all, we wanted to ask you, with the new album coming out, what was the behind the decision to cover the album rather than just the songbook of Carole King?
Well, look, you know, I mean, I just think Carole King's the bomb, first of all, and I think that I remember when it came out in 1971, way back in the day, the songs really spoke to me as well as a lot of my friends, and it was suggested some time ago that I re-record Tapestry, and I took it on board, and then I sort of listened to it for about a good month to see if I thought I could do it. Very important to sort of do that, and then I sort of listened to it again and drove my family crazy for like another month and a bit, and then I decided, yeah, I think hopefully I can do this album justice.
Fair enough. And now Tapestry came out just pretty much around the time that you made Australia Home, didn't it, really,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, well, it came out in 71. I came here in 70, yeah.
Right. So I'm imagining that some songs like Home Again and So Far Away have really struck a chord for you at the time. Really,
and they still do, you know. So Far Away, I'm always so far away from my family. and just songs. I hadn't heard a woman sing songs like You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman or Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, you know. Nobody had really broached those subjects.
Yes, that's true.
And, yeah, and I think, you know, that's where Carole's gift really came into play. She's a very beautiful songwriter, and she succinctly says what needs to be said with so much heart.
What is it about her songs that make them so timeless?
They're beautiful, and they're beautiful to sing, by the way.
Well, I was saying to Ellen this morning that I love It's Too Late. I think your version is just an amazing song.
Oh,
really touches.
You.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you very much. It's one of my favourites, too.
Do you have an actual Carole King favourite song?
Smack Water Jack.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because somebody went buck wild and got shot, you know. So I really like it, yeah.
No, well, you've got some beautiful versions of, yeah, as Kyle was saying, like, I love your version of It's Too Late, but you've got a friend too. I mean, it's been covered a lot of times, hasn't it, that song? But I think everyone seems to be able to draw something special out of that song. They're just wonderful lyrics and music.
And hopefully, it reads true, and we all have that friend someplace.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's a good thought.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing two concerts, Melbourne and Sydney. I'm going to be in the front row at the Melbourne one, so look
out
for me. I'll be the one screaming.
Just wave the banner, honey. I've always wanted someone to do that.
I will. I'll do it. What can we expect from the shows?
Well, look, you know, we're trying to put that together now because it has to be a representation of the 40 years I've been in the industry. So there'll be a lot of singing and hopefully a lot of talking and a lot of shared stories and things like that.
Now, do you do a couple of my favourite songs? Do you do What a Bitch's Love?
See, I was talking about that song.
That song, you never do it. I love that song.
Yeah,
one of the best things you ever did.
I love that song. And you know, even when I put it out, it was very risque.
It was, yes.
I
not many people
was.
Sing
I
that
mean,
word.
The radio station didn't really want to play it. And no, we don't do What a Bitch. Aww. What's the other one?
Until Your Love Broke Through, sends shivers
do
down my
either.
Spine when you do that song.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, I don't do that one either.
It doesn't matter. You have so many fantastic songs from that era that you can't disappoint me anyway. I've seen you live many times. They're wonderful shows.
You're sweet, thank you.
if there was one song that you would like to be remembered by, is there one that you would pluck out and say, that's
one
the one?
Of my own?
Yeah, yeah.
No, not really.
Is there one that you're like particularly?
It would be easier for me to say as somebody else's song, but no, not me, no, because I mean they're all, you know, they all encapsulate a moment in time for me. You know, it's not like that I've lived one of them and that I'm still there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of figure if I were to say that one song stood for who I was, then I'm not really moving along. I'm sort of stuck somewhere.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, as you're looking back over 40 years of your career, is there are there any sort of highlight moments for you?
Oh, sure. Winning Queen of Pop, darling. That was
amazing.
The bomb. That was great. Winning Queen of Pop second time was even cooler.
What about the third time? Pretty good?
And the third time, no, it was a little bit embarrassing, actually. Yeah. But anyway, we'll move on.
Well, for some of us, you're still the Queen of Pop. You know that.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
There's, for me, finding a lot of rare recordings when I've been sort of finding them online. Songs like She Got You and from the album like Love Sides, where I can only find a tape version of it. There's some amazing songs on there. Are there going to be songs that we haven't heard a lot of in the concerts?
Yeah, there are many, 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 many songs. And, you know, I mean, and that's the hardest thing, guys, when you do an album, is you have to work out which songs are going to suit the show, you know, or which songs that you've recorded are going to suit the show that you're in. And I tried in the beginning when I'd record an album to do the whole album, and I bored my audience silly. You know what I mean? Because they weren't familiar with it. So you when you do an album, you have to sort of work out the best songs that are going to work within, you know, what you're doing now, if you get my drift, you know. So you have to, you know, choose four or five songs. And right now, we've worked up about five of the songs from Tapestry, and they're working a beauty. But that's because everybody knows them.
Yeah, that's true.
It helps.
It does. Now, I'm hearing that your lovely daughter's going to be joining you as part of the anniversary show.
Yeah, Danny and I are going to do some
singing. Have you got any sort of surprises for us? We can give the scoop here?
If I tell you, I've got to kill you, so I don't want to kill you.
I don't know. No, murdered by Marsha Hines? That's not a bad way to go.
Sick puppy. Anyway, but Danny and I like singing together a lot, so, you know, we're going to try and put some songs together. The way the poster reads, it looks like she's doing my support, but that's not actually the idea. The idea is she's going to come on and sing some songs with her mum.
Oh, that sounds very sweet.
Yeah. Keeping it in the family, that's good.
Don't you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we might just ask you about a couple of songs from your extensive catalogue. Just want to know, like, you, a song, I mean, obviously, probably the most famous of all your songs, You. Mm-hmm. Where did you come up, how did you find that song, how did it come to you?
Interestingly, it almost didn't even make the album. When we were finishing, I think it was on Marsha Shines, or I don't remember. And we just about finished the album, and there was a room in which we'd all go into when we weren't recording, and that'd be the musicians and myself, and like a green room where you have your tea. And we were sitting down, and there was a cardboard box on the floor.
Yep.
And it had some singles in it, some songs.
Yep.
And some tapes. And one of the guys in the band said, "Hey, listen, there's a song here called You. I wonder what it sounds like." And he put it on. And then he walked back into the control room and said to our producer at the time, Robbie Porter, "I think we should record this song. This song's a hit."
Yeah, well, it was, wasn't it?
It was. It was a hit for Rita Coolidge, too.
Okay, so did you have the original hit version?
I did it first, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm, yeah.
And had the bigger hit with it, didn't you?
Well, I wish. Not really, but, you know, I mean, it's just a great song written by a beautiful writer by the name of Tom Snow.
Yeah. Yes.
Another song we wanted to ask about is What a Bitch Is Love. We spoke about it before. How did that come to you? And like you say, it was quite risque at the time.
It was. I was recording in London, and I had a producer by the name of David Mackay, who's an expat, and one of his many claims to fame is he did Total Eclipse of the Heart for Bonnie Tyler. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I've got this song. It's kind of, you know, it's, you know, a bit risque, but what do you think?" I said, "Oh, it's fantastic, because nobody ever talks about love being a bitch," you know. And I said, "I'd love to record it," and we did. And for those people who know the album, I think it came from Love Sides, I think.
Yeah.
And for those people who know the album, you know, they love the song. But like I said, I think it was a little bit too risque for Australia at that time. Now that people are saying whatever they want to say on radio, but at that point in time, nobody was saying the B word,
I remember seeing a video of it from Countdown, I think it was, where you performed it on Countdown.
Yeah, I did.
And it was an amazing performance as well. So, you know, it's songs like that you say that don't get a lot of airplay because of what they were at the time.
Yeah,
that I think is just the most amazing.
An amazing song.
True, and I had to put lots of attitude in that.
Oh, yeah.
And the leather pants.
You know it. Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, thank you very much. Good luck with the Tapestry album, and we're looking forward to the shows. And cool. You're also working with Simply Red, aren't you? Yeah,
doing some shows with them. I am. We're coming. Yeah, we'll be in Melbourne soon. But I just want to thank you and all the listeners from Joy FM for supporting me, and I really do appreciate it. And I really mean that from my heart.
Well, we really appreciate your time. We mean that from our heart. We thank you very much for all the fantastic music over many, many years. And
you're welcome.
You're always welcome back on our shows anytime you need to.
See you when then, okay?
All right, you take care. Thank you very much, Marsha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.